up.
We've already moved on up.
A beef don't burn on the grill.
I'd mentioned a little bit last week, and now instead of calling him Schwanny, I'm going to start calling him Wheezy instead. From our glamorous new, I'm sure you're sick of hearing us talk about new studios. Here we go with our Sunday morning show today. I'm shocked that I haven't made any mistakes with anything yet. Because, like, all the equipment, wait a minute. Everything is backwards from the way that it was.
It's backwards?
Well, all the controls, you know.
You're working a different board than the old showcase.
Yeah, man, as we say in the radio biz, you're
working a different board.
Working a different board, running it tight. Tight and mean, man. So it's, I love getting used to, so.
Take me out of audition.
No, even I don't know what that means. I can only imagine what the listeners are. This is what the listeners are thinking right now. When are they going to stop talking about the new studios?
Just lost you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
I wasn't talking. That's why you couldn't.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, you learn something new every day in these new digs here today. I picked up a delicious iced coffee on the way in this morning.
Yeah.
And, I was getting ready and everything. The ice melted. So now I've got this kind of lukewarm, icky coffee. You know we have an ice maker here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Didn't know that.
And a very fine, stylish, up-to-date, modern kitchen. Nothing but the finest amenities here.
I'm not 100% sure that I actually got the ice in our office. It may have been someone else's office. But whatever it is, it's cubed or crushed. Very delightful. A variety of cereals to enjoy.
I saw the cereals.
We have like 15 boxes of cereal here.
Yep. They are going to install the range so we can make Denver omelets with
very
cheese.
Nice.
For Sunday morning, they're going to
be nice.
In the process
that'd
of
be
being
nice.
Put in.
That'd be nice.
Eggs Benedict.
I was talking to the bartender that we now have.
Yeah.
And he was I'm all in it just for the ice cubes.
Just for the ice
Who
cubes.
Who knew that, that's all we really needed was a radio station with a full, fully equipped kitchen.
It has a dishwasher, too.
I never knew.
I'm not kidding.
I never knew what a dump we were in before over at Tribute Tower. I was feeling all nostalgic then I got here. I was like, what? I'm like living in 1950 back there.
You were all weepy last week.
I was weepy. I was sad that we were moving.
And I was watching you on the monitor here after your sign-off and taking...
Take a couple of pictures.
Copious pictures of the board and everything else, and then posted them. I saw all those on your website.
I did.
On your Facebook.
Yeah, I was feeling very nostalgic, and now it's just a distant memory.
Has the mattress store moved in yet?
Moving on. I haven't been over there yet. I'm not sure I'm emotionally ready to go back to Tribune Tower yet. Or as I like to call it, that dump.
That's your name. That's your name.
No, it's lovely over there. So I'm going to be splitting a little early here today. I'm going to be, Brian Noonan's going to be coming in at 11 o'clock. He's going to be on right before White Sox and then again right after White Sox. But very nice of Brian to do that so I could get over to the WGN TV float for the Pride Parade today. WGN Radio has a float and WGN TV has a float. And, we'll be on there today with lots of our friends from WGN-TV. Pat Tomasulo is going to be on the float today, so that should always is a lot of fun. Our own Jeff Hoover, who brings the funny every day to the WGN-TV Morning News, he'll be on the float today. Micah Mater, Joe Donlan will be on the float. Courtney Hall, Sean Lewis, Mike Lowe. Lauren Majera, who else am I forgetting? Oh, the great Muriel Clare, the great and classic Muriel Clare will be with us. Did I say Mike Lowe? He's going to be on with us today as well.
Yeah,
so we've got a nice crew. I know the WGN radio float. I don't have a list of who's on the float, But I'm sure it'll be packed. It always is. We are the TV float is float number 44. So if you're coming out to the parade today, and man, oh man, this is one of the, I don't think it's the biggest parade of the year in Chicago. I think that's still the Bud Billiken parade. But I think it probably is the number two biggest parade of the year. It's packed. People are just lined up tenfold at all along the parade route.
Just about a million for last year, and given the weather today, I would expect a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think that today maybe even more because sometimes it's so hot that it's a little uncomfortable, but I think it's, you said the 80s today, right?
Yes, sunny and 80s.
That's about perfect.
It's awesome.
That's about perfect. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So hope to see you out there. We always have a lot of folks that say hello. And, my only question now is I brought some short pants to wear with me. I'm wearing long pants right now because I'm a professional broadcaster, and I feel like you should wear long pants when you do a radio show.
How come you're not wearing a tie?
You know what I did think of wearing? Did you see the video of which basketball player was wearing the shorts?
That was LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James is wearing the suit with the shorts. I almost was going to do that today, just for a joke. But I was too afraid that I was going to look like Curly from the Three Stooges. Our physiques are slightly different.
LeBron could carry it off. He had no problem doing that.
No, I thought he looked cool. A lot of people are saying, you know, it's ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. I think it looks cool. I give him credit for that. So I haven't decided if I'm going to slip into the short pants or not before I go out there.
We have changing rooms in the new facilities.
We have a butler. We have a butler here.
Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, Mr. Francis.
We were trying to take bets from the new shower room there. Who would be the first one to be walking out of there in a robe?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's I did see Judy Pilak come out of there just wrapped in a towel. But she used to do that at the old place, and we didn't even have a shower over there.
You're right.
So that was a little weird. Okay, I think, shall we take a break?
Yes.
See if I can figure out which buttons make us take a break here. Oh, it would be this one. Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Let me see where the clocks are now. I can't even remember. Oh, there it is. It's
9:23.
I'll find it. WGN. On the WGN-TV Morning News, I am talking with Paul Rudd and the legendary Michael Douglas. In Los Angeles yesterday, saw the new movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I enjoyed, by the way. Some diehard Marvel people are getting a little picky with it, but I just had a couple of hours of fun with it. I really enjoyed it. Talked with the cast, and tomorrow morning on WGN-TV Morning News, one-on-one with Paul Rudd and also Michael Douglas, the number one morning show in Chicago, the WGN-TV Morning News. Dean Richards, Sunday morning with you at 9:27. Just a quick little rundown of some of the things that we've got for you today. That includes a conversation with Felicia Rashad. You remember her as Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. She is directing a play called The Roommates right now over at Steppenwolf. We had a delightful conversation with her earlier this week. We'll share that with you. Later on my Dean's List A-List interview, conversations with the stars of what undoubtedly will be the number one movie in America, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdoms, the one and only Jeff Goldblum. And I caution you with this now. When you listen to the Jeff Goldblum interview, there are some things that may not make sense on radio because he was doing crazy visual things. But I still thought that it was funny enough to play. He read my palm. What else did he? Oh, and he wiggled his ears. He showed us his amazing ability to be able to wiggle his ears independently, not two ears at the same time, but left or right at will, which of course doesn't make a bit of sense on radio, but I just still thought it was amusing. So we've got Jeff Goldblum and also the main stars of the movie, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. That'll be coming up later on. We're going to check news and get to the far-flung forecast in a minute. WGN. So coming up in our next half hour, we've got the far-flung forecast. Are you set with that, Schwani?
We are all ready to go.
All set and ready to go with America's most favorite feature, the far-flung forecast. And also, I thought, now I know we've been on the air from this new studio for over a week. And again, the listeners are going, we know, we've heard it.
Yes.
I thought we would just award some prizes for people to be the first callers on my first show here from the, what's it called, Skyline Studio, the Allstate Skyline Studio. So we'll also get to that. Coming up after a check of WGN News, sponsored by Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace, here's Dave Schwann.
The rolling closures are already being set up for today's Pride Parade. It's the 49th annual parade, stepping off at noon at Montrose and Broadway, ending at Diversey and Sheridan. The rolling closures will continue throughout the day. Everything should be open by about 6:30 tonight. The polls have closed in Turkey's landmark presidential election, in which President Erdogan is seeking re-election to a presidency with expanded powers. The elections complete Turkey's switch from a parliamentary democracy to an executive presidency. This was approved in a contested referendum last year. Chicago will open its largest LGBT-friendly housing complex on the city's north side. The complex is named after John Pennycuff, an LGBT and human rights advocate from Chicago who died in 2012 at age 47. It will be in Logan Square and contains 88 units. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Tim Anderson's three-run homer on his 25th birthday got the White Sox out to a 5-0 lead in the first, but that's where the celebrating would come to an end. In a 7-6 loss to the A's, White Sox starter Dylan Covey had to leave the game in the fifth. He suffered a groin injury that opened up the floodgates. So White Sox and A's will wrap up their series this afternoon. I'm going to have your pregame live here from Guaranteed Rate Field at 12:35. And DJ, the first pitch at 1:10 on WGN. Pitching matchup of Carlos Rodon against Paul Blackburn. Ugly game for the Cubs in Cincinnati. They lose 11-2, adding insult to injury. Reds pitcher Anthony DeSclafani hit a grand slam. Cubs haven't been swept in a four-game series against the Reds since April of 1983. They look to avoid that this afternoon in the series finale from the Great American Ballpark. World Cup, England over Panama this morning, 6-1. Japan and Senegal coming up next. And Paul Casey owns a four-shot lead through the three rounds of the PGA Travelers Championship that is out near Hartford. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways moving well, and rolling closures very much getting into place for the 49th annual Pride Parade. It starts at noon at Broadway and Montrose. Will work its way down Halstead, down to Belmont, and then heading east on Belmont, back onto Halstead, or back onto Broadway, excuse me, and then finally ending at Sheridan and Diversey in the Lincoln Park area.
And thank you for the wardrobe suggestion, by the way. I was mentioning whether I should stay in the long pants that I have on now or switch into short pants for being in the parade. Somebody texted in and said I should wear yoga pants. Not 100% sure what that is, but I'm pretty sure it's not flattering on me. Sounds comfortable, though.
I've seen you. You
are those like the super tight, like leotards?
Yeah, they lycra. You know, the
so skin tight.
Lycra spandex. Kind of,
yeah. Spandex skin tight.
And then you need one of those sleeveless T-shirts to wear with it.
Lord. All you had to say was lycra. I didn't hear one word you said after lycra.
Well, at any rate.
But thank you for your very helpful suggestion.
Whatever attire Dean will be wearing, he will be in the parade. It gets underway at noon. The rolling closures will be wrapping up by about 6:30 tonight. Now, downtown LaSalle Street between Madison and Jackson is blocked for a movie shoot until 8 o'clock tonight. Intermittent closures also on Adams, Jackson, Monroe, and Madison. And this information about Lakeshore Drive, northbound for just about the entire length of Lakeshore between Hayes and Hollywood. One lane will be blocked starting tonight from 10 until 5 o'clock in the morning every night this week for installation of new LED lights.
Oh, that's nice.
And then the new LED lights for the southbound Lakeshore Drive take place next month. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the team of mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this report, sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care to get $60 off per axle on a standard brake service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Coupon is required. Restrictions and exclusions apply. Details at driveafirestone.com.
Firestone.
Next time I read this, I'm going to see how fast I can say all the legalese here at the end. Restrictions and exclusions apply.
That would be a very, very radio thing of you to do.
Forecast.
You've gone back to your DJ days.
Yes.
You can do it without
that
having
was
a stroke.
Long time ago. Well, exactly.
Let us know when you're going to do that so we can have some paramedics standing by.
We were changing over to those new long playing records when, during my DJ
era. Just want to make sure we have the paddles ready and some oxygen when you do that.
Clear. Defib stuff.
Right.
What a day for a parade today. Very pleasant, warm, high in the 80s. Fair skies overnight, lows in the mid-60s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, but still warm. Low 80s inland, a little cooler near the lake. 75 degrees and sunny skies at O'Hare, Midway, and the lakefront. And our far-flung forecast takes
hold
us...
Hold on, wait a second.
Can you find the music?
Wait a second, hold on.
There it is.
There we go.
We head to the great southwestern United States, to Roswell, New Mexico. Roswell, New Mexico.
They're about to get UFO-y.
Yes, we are. Population 48,411.
That we know of.
Yes. A center for irrigated farming, dairying, ranching, manufacturing, and what is known as the Roswell UFO incident.
That's where I was taken once. That's all I remember.
In 1947, a rancher, W.W. Braswell, not W.W., but W.W. Braswell, found a strange, shiny object scattered over some of his land. He turned it over to the authorities. The Air Force took it. They said it had recovered a flying disc. And then that's all they said. So that led to all kinds of speculation that aliens had landed in and around Roswell. Well, on this day, in 1997, the Air Force released a 231-page report dismissing the claims of alien spacecraft, calling it a weather balloon. But do you think that's, you think that has calmed all of the fears?
How can we be the only living beings in this big old universe? I believe that there's life out there.
Oh, sure, I do too, and it was proven on the Flintstones. Remember the one episode where they all landed and they all just said it, yabop, dabop, do.
I do not remember.
You don't remember that one.
I have a pretty good memory for things that don't matter.
Well, that's why I was quizzing you.
I don't remember that. No.
That was hilarious. But anyway, on 1997, on this
what
day,
if the UFOs come back? We'll see them better now in our new studio.
Well, we had a helicopter fly back last week.
Yeah, now we're up high.
So it, you know, that we're up high and we can see them before they land.
And the listeners go, "We know you're in new studios. We know."
It was our turn for a heat advisory last week. It is Roswell, New Mexico's turn this week.
115?
You're not far off,
120?
Friend. You're not far off. It's sunny and 65 there now, but the high today, 104 in Roswell, New Mexico.
But it's a dry heat.
But it's a dry heat, yeah. Right. So you can wear your shorts then when you go down.
Or yoga pants.
Roswell, New Mexico. And I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. This is the stuff that matters. Yes, indeed, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, people, I don't know if people are just messing with me on the text line, but they are saying that the yoga pants are very comfortable.
I've never worn them.
No,
have you, Andy?
I have no experience in wearing them.
I haven't either, but doesn't it seem like it would be uncomfortable?
Well, I think if people I see
the athletes with, you know, they wear, I don't know if,
like track guys?
I don't know if they're pants, but they're, you know, you see the basketball players now all the time with what looks like, you know, stockings that go all the way up. That feels, I imagine that to be very uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, they have the dry fit technology now, which actually helps you when you're perspiring.
Absorbs the sweat.
Correct. It wicks it away, I think.
Oh, I could use that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too graphic. People are eating their breakfast. But that would be very helpful. But it just feels like the skin tight would not be comfortable. Not to mention I would look like a Thuringer. Pretty sure that I'd look like a stuffed sausage. Probably not the best look for me. All right. Again,
there's your new promotional food brand.
Again,
Uncle Dean's stuffed sausage.
I don't just enjoy it for breakfast. I'm wearing it. Seems like a lot. Oh boy, people are really calling in some graphic descriptions. Woo! Wow, people. It's 9 o'clock
Calm
in the morning.
Down.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, please.
And on a Sunday, no less.
People are going to church. Please get those thoughts off your phones right away. All right, so I thought we would inaugurate our phone lines here, just, you know, for our Sunday morning show, and give out some prizes to the first people who are on our phone lines. What's the number here anyways? We're back to 981, right? Are we back to 312-981?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
312-981-7200, because it was different last week. 312-981-7200. We're just going to randomly give stuff away for the first, four or five people who are on the phone lines here. Let's go to the phone lines after we take a quick break. Well, according to our text line this morning, Schwani, we're going to be seeing a lot of our listeners out at the Pride Parade today.
That's excellent.
We've got a lot of people.
The best listeners in the world, mind you.
Well, we definitely do have the best listeners in the world, but a lot of people saying, we'll see you out there. I go every year and enjoy it. A couple of hate messages, extreme hate messages, but
no,
everyone's
no.
entitled. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, I guess. But
don't let it rain on our parade. Get it?
I'm with you. You're super clever today. You take a clever pill
today? It's the new atmosphere around here. And all of the natural light that comes in through these windows.
Which I'm, the window's to my back, so I can't even enjoy it.
You can look out the other direction.
If I go like this, I can see it. I've got to turn around to see it, though. I'm facing the wrong way. Probably just as well, because as we know from me being in the other studio, I am very easily distracted by... I got to say, I'm missing the little kids coming
by
the window.
I know, and I'm going to miss watching you make faces at all the little ones.
Nobody to make funny faces at except you.
Well, no, except me.
Yeah, except you.
You just look at the camera and...
And I'm not one to complain. You know me, Schwani. I am not one to complain ever about...
Never.
But this
always
new,
Mr.
This
Pleasant.
New studio that they built is right-handed oriented.
Oh, we're both lefties.
It is not built with the left-handed person in mind. I've fallen out of the chair twice so far today, leaning over where I thought a counter was supposed to be.
It's okay.
You have to practice your ambidextrous skills.
We're used to living in this world of obstacles, we left-handed people. You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. This news is sponsored by WOW Internet, TV, and Phone. Here is Dave Schwann.
Sunny skies and 77 at O'Hare. No rain on today's parade. The weather couldn't be better for the 49th annual Pride Parade getting underway at noon. WGN's Andrea Darlis reports nearly a million people attended last year, and the city's expecting that many or more today.
What's unique about the parade, in addition to the amount of beads that get tossed from most floats, are the spectators who gather 10 and 12 deep along the route, as well as those in apartments and condos overlooking Halsted, yelling and cheering. However you choose to watch the parade, Chicagoans are extremely excited for the event.
The rolling closures are already in place along the parade. Parade route. They should be clear by 6:30 this evening. More police heading out to patrol the streets. WGN's Roger Battish has that story.
Another 100 officers have finished their academy and field training and are now ready for actual duty. Over the past year and a half, more than 2,400 people have been hired as officers or have been promoted within the department, that according to department statistics. Roger Battish, WGN News.
German authorities are still investigating the cause of an explosion that killed injured 25 people, many of them severely. This explosion taking place in the western city of Wuppertal. They are also trying to get the fire under control. Police say it hit late last night. The Trump administration is trying to counter concerns about how to find migrant children separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. The government says they know where all of them are, even though they've been sent to shelters around the country, and they're working to reunite them. Aldermen in Chicago are considering paying out $6 million to settle two lawsuits alleging police misconduct. One involves a Chicago police officer pointing a gun at a 3-year-old girl. The other accuses detectives of ignoring evidence that established the suspect's innocence in a 1981 robbery. And now WGN Community Corners, brought to you by WOW Internet TV Phone. Here's Ryan Burrow.
It's mini golf week, and we head to Northwest Indiana and Zao Island off U.S. Route 30 in Valparaiso. Two mini golf courses feature 20 waterfalls, 8 scenes, and a 30-foot dragon you can see from the highway. There's also a real alligator exhibit, 45 alligators in total, and you can feed them with a stick. Also, laser tag, bumper cars, batting cages, a bounce house, and on Friday and Saturday nights, local musicians perform. I'm Ryan Burrow with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Red starter Anthony DeSclafani hit the first grand slam by a Cincinnati pitcher in 59 years. And from there, it wouldn't be the Cubs' day in an 11-2 loss to the Reds. Cubs on the verge of being swept in a 4-game series by the Reds, something that hasn't happened since April of 1983. Two teams wrap up their series this afternoon in Cincinnati. White Sox starter Dylan Covey had to leave yesterday's game in the fifth inning with a groin injury, and a 5-0 lead evaporated in the White Sox 7-6 loss to the A's. With the game tied at 6 in the eighth, pinch hitter Nick Martini driving in the tie-breaking run. First major league hit, first major league RBI. Final game of the series coming up here this afternoon. I'll have your pregame at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10 here on WGN. It'll be Carlos Rodon against Paul Blackburn. And the White Sox today send pitcher Miguel Gonzalez to his rehab assignment. He'll pitch today for the Charlotte Knights. And White Sox first-round pick Nick Madrigal and his Oregon State Beavers are headed to the College World Series Finals after a win over Mississippi State last night. Beavers will face Arkansas in game one of the best-of-three series. That will start tomorrow. Germany scoring in the fifth minute of stoppage play to beat Sweden yesterday 2-1 in the World Cup. Today, it was England with an easy win 6-1 over Panama. Japan and Senegal are underway right now at the World Cup. And Paul Casey with a 4-shot lead through 3 rounds of the PGA's Travelers Championship. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and Chicago White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, looking at delays on the Kennedy now. From O'Hare to downtown, it is a 42-minute ride. From O'Hare to the junction, a 30-minute trip. And delays, of course, during the parade, the Pride Parade today, getting underway at noon. It starts at noon at Montrose and Sheridan. It moves on down Broadway to Halstead, down to Belmont, east on Belmont, and then picking up Broadway once again, finally ending at Diversey and Sheridan. Rolling closures all along the way there today, and they should be wrapped up by 6:30 tonight. And also in downtown, we have a movie shoot that is closing LaSalle Street between Madison and Jackson. That's closed until 8 this evening for the filming of a car commercial. Intermittent closures taking place on Adams, Jackson, Monroe, and Madison. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts at Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. What a day for a parade. Pleasant, seasonably warm, sunny, high in the 80s, fair skies overnight tonight, lows in the mid-60s, increasing cloudiness tomorrow, highs around 80 inland, a little cooler near the lake. Sunny skies, 77 at O'Hare, 75 at Midway, and 75 also at the lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, the new WGN Newsroom just down the hall.
We know it's a new studio.
From Dean Richards.
How long are they going to talk about that new studio?
Ready to join the conversation live.
Here I've been on listening the 18th all week. Floor, that's all they talk about, that new studio.
At the north end of the building at 303 East Wacker Drive.
Are we on the north end?
We are, yes. Yeah. This is the north end, overlooking the Chicago River.
I wouldn't know. It's to my back. Can't see anything.
So, yeah, you're facing south.
Yep.
I'm Dave Schwann in the newsroom.
Anything happens at the Bean, I'll be sure to let you know.
You actually could look over Millennium Park if you go all the way to the end of the room.
Edge of the window?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. Let's see.
No, he's going over there now. Andy, you ready to talk sports here for a while?
He's going
to
look for his reflection in the beam right now, too.
I can see the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier.
Oh, he's way over
people.
There.
You know what? There's people. The people in the Wendella are going, hi.
Hi.
Hi, people in the Wendella. Oh, good.
It's a new kind of showcase.
Right? How are things at Guaranteed Rate Field?
I do have people to wave to. That's nice. We know there's a new studio. Okay, enough.
We are Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
To all the people whose windows I've been looking in this morning, the various hotels that we are now border. I actually look down at the ground now because I feel like it's like I should not be looking in anyone's window. But you can't help it.
Yes, you're going to get in trouble.
I avert my eyes. I now wear, when I come into the studio, you know how they put those blinders on horses?
Blinders on.
I put those on so I don't accidentally look in anyone's private abodes.
Now that we've told everybody the exact location of everything, they'll know where we are and who's looking at them.
People, all the people around here are furiously putting their condos up for sale. Oh, WGN's moved in there.
Why are you selling?
There goes the neighborhood.
And when they have the place appraised, what are the close-by amenities?
Why have the real estate values plummeted in this neighborhood? We don't know why. We know you're in a new studio. We know. I wanted to, coming up, we've got Mike Hammernick and the weather. See if we can make that happen on our new equipment here.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you guessing at where he might?
I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to work, honestly. We're just
know where it comes up on the board, don't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's right next to where I spin records. So that's coming up in a bit. Also,
make sure it's not potted out.
Felicia Rashad, best known as Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show. When I talked to her, she's directing a play at Steppenwolf. We talked about the play. We talked about a lot of different things. We did not talk directly about Bill Cosby. It just didn't feel appropriate to me to say, so what do you think of your former co-star being convicted? But we did talk about the legacy of that show, and if she is concerned about the legacy of that show now being diminished, and she had a very interesting response to that. So we'll share the interview with Felicia Rashad coming up after 10:30. And you know what else I wanted to bring up? I'm kind of curious about this. For the past 2-3 weeks, we've been talking about Pete Davidson from SNL, the comedian, and Ariana Grande, two of Schwani's very favorite performers. It turns out, president of both of their regional fan clubs that they have here in the Chicago. I'll pay Schwani.
I have a fan club?
No, I was just saying that you're the regional fan club.
Oh, the regional.
You're the president of the regional fan club of Ariana Grande?
Oh.
Do you even know who Ariana Grande is?
You've mentioned the name before. That's all I know.
Okay, right. Because she didn't sing with Perry Como, that's why Schwani doesn't know that.
Sang with Eddie Fisher.
Catch a falling star
and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Wow. Okay. I asked for that. So Ariana Grande is...
It's impossible.
She's engaged to Pete Davidson. You know Pete Davidson, don't you, from SNL?
Mm-hmm.
Such a liar. So these two crazy kids, started dating, and they're engaged now. Within about a month's time, they're engaged already. The reports are that they bought a $16 million place together in New York. And this is like a whirlwind, fast romance. And I'm just wondering if anybody knows of other couples where it was love at first sight like that, you know, engaged immediately, bought real estate together immediately, got married together, and it worked out.
I do.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, hang on to your story, because I want to get some listeners in here as well to tell some of their stories. These love at first sight, fast whirlwind marriages, can it possibly work out for Schwani's two favorites, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande? 312-981-7200 WGN. And tomorrow morning on the WGN TV Morning News, I'm just back from Los Angeles yesterday. Sat down with the legendary Michael Douglas, who looks great, by the way. Remember, he went through a bout of cancer, the throat cancer. Didn't look good for him, but he looks amazingly healthy, and we had a great conversation. We're going to share that tomorrow morning, and also a conversation with his co-star, Paul Rudd. Love him. He is, they are the stars of the new movie Ant-Man and the Wasp that will open next week. So that's tomorrow morning on your WGN-TV Morning News. Speaking of WGN-TV, that's where Mike Hammernick is standing by right now. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dean.
Great to have you here with us, and thank you for such a gorgeous day for a Sunday, but especially for Pride Parade Sunday.
Yeah, this is a beauty, isn't it? You'd be hard-pressed to dial up a more perfect day for late June here in Chicago. It's not too hot, not too humid, and plenty of sunshine out there. And it's going to stick around all day long, with a nice chance to dry out after the record rainfalls earlier last week, Dean. Dry weather not only yesterday, but today and tomorrow before the next chance of rain rolls our way on Monday night late in Tuesday. But for today, the lake wind will be a bit of a factor along the immediate lakeshore. It will be strengthening as the day wears on, but still, despite that, it's still going to be just a gorgeous day out there, a little bit cooler along the lakefront.
So you mean a little chilly because of the lake?
Maybe a little chilly if you're right on the lakeshore, but we're talking upper 60s, maybe mid-60s at worst, so that's still fairly pleasant, and mid-80s west, so there'll be a pretty big temperature spread today, but still extremely pleasant with the sunshine. You know, mid to upper 60s still feel fantastic, so that's the big difference, and that sun's going to be with us all day long, and this nice weather, enjoy it, because we got some big changes on the way, a lot of weather to talk about for next week. We've got some rain on Tuesday, perhaps some severe storms, and then I know you don't want to hear this, Dean, but another heat wave, it looks like, headed our way for next weekend, and it might last into the 4th of July holidays.
Oh, so we'll, you know what, I don't mind a little heat wave.
Well, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to be this time of year, so absolutely, and it doesn't look like a real extended heat wave. There will be, it looks like about 3 or 4 days right now, starting on Friday, lasting on and ending on Monday or Tuesday of next week, as it stands right now. But it's going to be steamy, maybe mid-90s as it stands right now, and high humidity levels and not much rain. So no rain would be a good thing, because we've had enough for June and May. But we'll have to deal with another round of hot weather. And it looks like similar to last weekend, or maybe even a little bit warmer than that.
You know what I like better? There's one thing I like better than a humid 95-degree day.
Yeah.
It's spending it with about 2 million of my closest friends on the lakefront for the fireworks display, the city's fireworks display, which I will be hosting on WGN-TV on the 4th of July, you know, in the evening. So if you want to see me with 2 million people and hot, humid weather, that's the television show to watch.
All right. Well, it'll be at night, so it will be a little bit cooler.
Be a little better, yeah.
And there's a chance there might be, the timing on the next cold front after this heat wave is a little bit up in the air, but it might occur on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week. But there'll be a cold front in there somewhere, and it just might arrive just in time for the 4th of July holiday, so you might catch a break there. But right now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday look like pretty good locks for some very hot weather, and not much in the way of rain as it stands right now. But on Tuesday, that's one day we need to watch out for storms. We haven't had much severe weather here in Chicago yet this year, Dean, but it looks like on Tuesday we might have a chance at some strong to severe storms and some locally heavy downpours. And, you know, we're still dealing with some flooding on the area rivers. As long as we keep the rainfall totals in that 1 to 2 inch range, I think we'll be okay. But as soon as we get over that 2 inch range, that's where we start to run into trouble. And right now it looks like it's going to be in that 1 to 2 inch range for most of us. Hopefully we can keep it there and avoid another round of flooding here in Chicago. We've certainly seen enough of that this spring.
Okay, we'll take them one day at a time. And for right now, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous for today.
Perfect, perfect.
That's for sure. There's Mike Hamernick at our WGN Weather Center. Enjoy your day, Mike. Thank you.
You too.
And we continue right now in pursuit of love. A minute ago about the whirlwind romance of SNL's Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. Can it really work? Everyone's saying that it went so fast. They're engaged to be married now. They're living together. They just brought a place together. Can it really work in real life? Evelyn, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Glad to be able to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Now, do you know of a situation like this where...
Yes.
Whirlwind romance like that?
My husband and I, we met at a party on December 26th in 1970, and we were married December or June 26th in 1971.
Wow.
So we were together 6 months before we were married, and we were engaged in February when I, and my birthday was in February 16th. And we got engaged then, and we've been married, and we're celebrating 47 years in Tuesday.
Bless you. Congratulations. Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
That is so nice. So so you have faith that it can work out for these two crazy kids that
Absolutely.
I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you meet somebody, you know.
What was your feeling when you met your, you know, what wasn't yet your husband? When you first met him, did you know that's the guy I'm going to marry?
Absolutely. I came home from the party, and I was living with my sister, and I told my sister, I says, we're going to get married.
40,
and that was the first time I met him.
47 mm-hmm. years later. How about that?
Yep.
That's,
yep.
That's awesome. Still,
yeah.
Evelyn, thank you.
Yeah, we.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for hearing my story.
Thank you very much, our weird digital phone line here cuts us off. Dee Dee. You cut it even closer than that, I guess, huh?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
Well, my husband and I went on our second date, and we were engaged within 25 days of our first date.
Wow.
We got married 5 months after that. And we would have got married sooner, but we had to get all our young adult daughters on board with it.
God.
And it's been heaven ever since.
And so the same thing when you first met him, did you know this is it?
Well, yeah, we had gone to the same church for 10 years, but didn't really know each other.
Got it.
And after his wife passed and I had gone through a divorce, some mutual friends told us about each other, and we went out, and yeah, that was it. We just fell in love by our second date. We knew that was it, and it's been wonderful ever since.
So it can work out.
3 years in August.
How many years?
3 years.
Good
but haven't
you.
Had a fight yet, so it's been wonderful.
Well, you know, the day's young.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dee Dee. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let me get one more in here before the news. Joanne, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
So
now, I think you may have broke the record here.
Oh, my gosh. But I don't want my kids to hear this because I would not tell them. I would not advise it. But my husband and I met.
Good to come on a radio station then.
We met back in 1983, and he literally moved in on our first date.
What?
Yes.
Joanne.
We got engaged after 6 weeks.
Joanne.
Yeah.
Wow. So you knew. I mean, you just knew.
I knew.
Wow.
From day one. And I had a previously scheduled trip back to New York to visit family.
Yeah.
And I got back there. Probably we had dated maybe for a week. And I went back and told everybody I met the man I'm going to marry. They all thought I was crazy, but he was just the one. I knew it was easy and breezy from the beginning. He was funny and outgoing. It was perfect.
When it's right, you know. When it's right, you just know it. How many years has it been now?
Well, unfortunately, he died young.
Oh.
So we were married for 20 years, though, before he passed away.
Oh.
And, it was beautiful.
Love of your life, I'll bet, right?
Yes, I am actually super blessed to have met another wonderful man, and we are happily married now, but we dated for 10 years before we got engaged.
Look at you.
We've done both extremes.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. Joanne, I'm so glad you called. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's a lovely topic.
Have a great day today. I really appreciate your call. It's 10:29. We'll update news. Then TV's legendary Felicia Rashad joining us on WGN. Hello there. It's me again. Time for the news. Shwani on our text line this morning. One beautiful story after another of people who met their soon-to-be spouse, and they were married in many cases just within a few weeks. You said you had a story?
Well, they weren't married within a few weeks, but they only dated for 2 months. And one of them, a lifelong friend I've known since high school, met his wife-to-be where we all went to college at Ball State. Yeah. Very quickly, he called me. He was still down there. He said, "Hey, guess what? I'm getting married." I said, "How long have you known this person?" 2 months.
Wow.
Well, their 37th wedding anniversary will be this Tuesday.
Congratulations to them.
And they have 3 great kids, and it worked out.
I'm saying congratulations because they've managed to remain friends with you that long. I know how difficult that can be. Here's a 630 text. "I met my husband. We got married 3 weeks later."
Oh, wow.
3 weeks. They've been married 48 years, it says.
Man,
that they've been 48 years.
Fantastic.
Another one. "My grandparents met each other and were married within 3 weeks of knowing each other. They were married until they passed away. How about that?
That is nice to hear in this day and age, isn't it?
It does make you feel a little bit good, right?
Yes.
847, "My parents met on a blind date. 3 months later, they were married."
Hmm.
How about that?
A blind date.
All right, well, I feel better about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
Young love. First love.
Money's still back in 1952. Songs from the Eisenhower administration, our new feature.
Harry Truman.
Here on WGN. Let's get the very latest sponsored by WGN Flag and Decorating Company. Here's Dave Schwann.
Well, the latest is this. In about an hour and a half, the 49th annual Pride Parade in Chicago steps off, starting at Montrose and Broadway, ending at Diversey and Sheridan later today. Those rolling closures we've been talking about are underway throughout the parade route. They should all be open by about 6:30 tonight. The chair of the House Homeland Security Committee says the White House has assured him President Trump remains 100% behind efforts in the House to pass an immigration bill. This is Republican Representative Mike McCall of Texas, who spoke on Fox News Sunday, saying the House needs to pass a wide-ranging immigration bill this week. He says if they don't act, the nation will see the human tragedy at the Mexico-U.S. border continue to happen. The teacher who stopped the shooting in Indiana last month will be honored at his alma mater in Illinois. He's Jason Seaman. He'll be the grand marshal for the Southern Illinois University Carbondale Homecoming Parade. He is the teacher at Noblesville West Middle School near Indianapolis who stopped a student who fired a gun in his class. Seaman was shot 3 times. Another student was seriously injured in that incident. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, you know, it's probably not going to be your day when the opposing pitcher hits a grand slam. That was the case yesterday for the Cubs, who lose 11-2 to the Reds. Cincinnati starter Anthony DeSclafani hit the first grand slam by a Reds pitcher in 59 years. It was his first big league home run as well. The final game of the series will come up at just after noon today. The Cubs will try to avoid the sweep. Mike Montgomery will be the starter for the Cubs this afternoon.
Wasn't it Tyler Chatwood was supposed to be the starter today, right?
He was supposed to be, but his wife went into labor. So he is going to be with his wife.
Let's get your priorities straight, Tyler.
Exactly. He's well.
Got a game to play.
Some would say he's got his priorities straight.
I'm just kidding.
He was supposed to start, but he will not be starting for the Cubs this afternoon. Mike Montgomery will start.
Headed back to Chicago to become a dad.
Correct. That is correct. Here in Chicago, the first major league hit in the career of ace pinch hitter Nick Martini, appropriately named, broke a 6-6 tie in the eighth inning. The White Sox lose 7-6 here yesterday. Sox had a 5-0 lead in the first but could not hold on. Dylan Covey had to leave the game in the fifth inning with a groin injury. He is now day-to-day. Sox and A's wrap up their series this afternoon. Pregame with me at 12:35. Ed and DJ, the first pitch at 1:10 here on WGN. World Cup, England over Panama today, 6-1. Senegal and Japan are tied 1-1. They are in the first half. And 5 years ago today, perhaps the most famous 17 seconds in Chicago sports history took place.
could that be?
The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup in Boston, scoring twice in mere seconds in the third period to hoist the cup for the second time in four seasons.
That was amazing.
Seems like yesterday, but it was 5 years ago.
Can't believe that part. Yeah,
Brian Bickell scored the first one, Dave Bolin the second, and then the celebration began in Boston. On the home of those Blackhawks, the Northwestern Wildcats, and the Chicago White Sox, I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic on the Kennedy. On the Kennedy, we're looking at big delays here. 35 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. 25 minutes from O'Hare to the junction. Some delays on the Eisenhower also now. Wolf Road to downtown inbound, 45 minutes. And nearly an hour on the Eisenhower inbound from Veterans Tollway to downtown. On the Dan Ryan, it is a 25-minute trip from 95th on in. And, of course, we have rolling closures throughout the parade route for the Pride Parade starting at noon. Many of them in place now. The parade starting at noon at Broadway and Montrose. It walks, yes, it does. It walks and moves down Broadway to Halsted, continuing south on Halsted to Belmont, and then east on Belmont, back onto Broadway, and finally ending up at Sheridan and Diversey Parkway.
Looking forward to seeing you out there. WGN TV float is number 44.
Don't forget to wave at him.
I'll be the one wearing the I'm Not Tom Skilling t-shirt.
Are you going to wear your shorts?
I haven't decided if I'm going to put the shorts on. My cameraman said it might be a little chilly. I don't want my knees getting cold. Decided yet?
Little goosebumps.
Can't decide if I'm going to wear the shorts or not.
Well, I think you'll be all right.
The WGN radio float, by the way, is either 43 or 45, but it's right next to the...
Either just before or just after.
Just before or just after, so you'll be able to see all your WGN friends on the floats during the Pride Parade today.
You'll know Dean, the one wearing the I'm Not Tom Skilling shirt.
I should have. I thought it would be insulting to Tom if I wore that. I thought of having a t-shirt made. I thought, will Tom get mad if I wear something like that?
Yeah, well, and he should wear the shirt that says he's not Dean Richards then.
Yeah. I would get mad if he did that.
He's not there today. Sure. So he's not going to be there. I think you'd be able to.
Today I've decided I'm just going to pretend to be Tom. When people say something, hey guys,
it's great, happy Friday, everybody.
Boy, it's great to be out.
Can you loan me $20?
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Downtown on LaSalle Street between Madison and Jackson, a movie shoot for a film commercial. It's really not a movie, is it? It's a car commercial film, not a movie.
Some of those car commercials are pretty extensive.
Yeah, well, I guess so. They closed it at 5 this morning. It'll be closed until 8 tonight.
Wow.
Intermittent closures also on Adams, Jackson, Monroe, and Madison. And this just in, Displanes between Roosevelt and Harrison closed for the Maxwell Street Market today.
Our first sighting of the closures around Maxwell Street in our new studios. Nice.
And for personalized traffic on demand.
Oh my God, he's talking about the new studios again. Well, they never stop talking about the new studios.
Back in the WGN newsroom, down the hall from Uncle Dean, personalized traffic on demand. Get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And this report, sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code SMART for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
I should have thought of that coming over to our new building here today.
And you didn't. Well, you've got the new app and everything. And you didn't use it?
I forgot. I just forgot. I parked at Tribune Tower.
Oh, how'd you get away with that?
I forgot. I forgot we're not there till the last minute.
Yeah, how did you get in?
24 years, 20. I've been parking in the same place. Old habits die hard.
I guess so.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, direct from our new studios on the 18th floor and Wacker Drive. A pleasant day today. Pleasant. It's just beautiful out there. Sunny, warm, high in the 80s. Fair tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Increasing cloudiness for tomorrow. No rain in the forecast, though. High around 80 inland. A little cooler near the lake. Sunny, 77 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway, and 76 at Chicago's Lakefront. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Newsroom, and this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Our Week in Theater segment this week features the legendary Felicia Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. We'll talk with her next on WGN. WGN's Dean Richards Sunday Morning earlier this week. We went over to the Steppenwolf Theater, and we were able to spend a little bit of time with a real legend of TV, a woman once known as America's Mom, playing Claire Huxtable on the old Cosby Show. Now, the Cosby Show has taken on some extra baggage over the past couple of years, and we did talk about that. But we also talked about this wonderful new play that Felicia Rashad is directing right now, The Roommate, playing through August the 5th, and it was a pleasure to welcome her here to WGN.
I like to be in Chicago. I love Chicago. Chicago's a great city. It's a, well, it's multifaceted, needless to say. It's a city of neighborhoods and communities, needless to say. There are bright parts and brighter parts and some parts that need a little tuning up and help, you know. But all cities are like that, aren't they?
Yeah. But the theater audiences here, I think, you must somehow resonate, and they resonate back to you, I think, with the works that you've done here.
Yeah, but this is my second play year. It's just my second play year. The first was Paul Oakley Stovall's Immediate Family. I'm amazed at the gifts that life presents.
I must be thinking then of the many, many, many other works that you've directed. A great deal of August Wilson's works that we've been so fortunate to see here in Chicago.
Yes.
That you seem to really enjoy.
I do.
Putting together what?
I do.
Is it the voice? I mean, there is a voice to August Wilson's work. There's a cadence and obviously a message to it all. Is that what speaks to you with those?
Humanity speaks to me. And when I read his plays, I hear different things. The cadence is there, yes. But there's something else beneath that. It's what the cadence conveys.
You really, I'm almost going to say that you're preferring directing lately. Am I correct with that? Are you still acting, obviously?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was in Terrell Alvin McCramey's Head of Passes at the Public Theater. And at the Mark Taper, and I really enjoyed that. And last summer, I was Titania in the Park for Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Lear Bessonet. I enjoyed that. I'm still very much an actor.
Yeah.
Directing
the one that really loves to direct, though, also, I think.
Well, people keep asking me to do it, so...
You don't want to disappoint anyone.
I just say, okay.
Yeah. Talking about directors, we had a great conversation the other day with Kenny Leon. About his work and your conversation with him the other night. It's amazing, isn't it? The level of work that's now rising to the top on Broadway and the different voices that are now being heard on Broadway.
Isn't it a good thing?
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing, and in regional theaters as well. But Steppenwolf has always been a place for voices. You know, for different voices. That's one of the things that makes this theater legendary. It's one of the things that makes this theater great and highly esteemed.
So tell us about Roommate, The Roommate.
Ooh, Roommate. Ooh, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. I said, ooh, you know, Now, you could put a spin on this thing, and it could be like a Hitchcock piece. Because there is mystery in it. But it isn't written to be heavy like that, or obviously dark. So two women of a certain age, who appear to be very different, are brought together by corresponding needs. They don't know each other when they meet. I think the most they had was maybe one telephone conversation. They appear to be so very different, and in many ways they are. But they discover their likenesses. And they discover even more than that what happens when these two women come together.
Yeah. It's been described as sort of an odd couple meets Breaking Bad. Do you think that's a good description? I'm guessing by your rolling your eyes that you do not.
Well, I mean, that's marketing, right?
Yeah.
As if people don't have enough imagination to want to come and see this play if you said what it really is. Okay, so if you have to do that to market, I guess a formula that I don't know anything about. I'm not in marketing.
Yeah.
If it works, okay. But I don't think of it that way.
Odd Couple seems too frivolous, and Breaking Bad seems too severe.
I think so.
To me. So
I think so.
Human interaction somewhere in between is...
Thank you. That's what I see.
What I'm hearing from you on this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a groundbreaker? Do you feel like you've chopped away some of the brush so others can come behind you and accomplish things in life? Because I think of what you and both your sister, Debbie, did back in the day that really nobody was doing. And you not only excelled at what you were doing, but I think you broke down doors for people also. Do you feel like... you did any of that?
People say thank you for many things, and people do acknowledge that in their thank yous. It always comes as a little bit of a surprise to me because I don't see myself that way. But then my mother says I never see myself the way other people see me, and that's probably okay.
How do you see you?
Oh.
Are you super critical? Like most actors, super critical, constantly questioning yourself. I see that a lot with
I know.
The talent side.
No, I don't. I ask myself, how creative can I be? I ask myself, What are those horizons? And notice my choice of words. I don't say limits, because I don't think there are limits. I just want to know how creative can I be. And when I ask myself that kind of question, then comes something totally unexpected, like Head of Passes. You know, totally unexpected. Something totally unexpected, like August Osage County. Something totally unexpected. It's as if the universe was listening and said, try this on for size.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Follow your visions, follow your dreams. Don't be afraid to take chances.
Don't be afraid to take chances, and don't be afraid to be molded. You know, with Head of Passes, I consciously put myself in the hands of Tina Landau. I wanted her to shape and mold me. I wanted that experience with this director. Because I didn't know her. But I trusted it, and I said, I want that. And it was amazing. It was one of the most gratifying experiences ever.
You know that most people hold you in such high regard. Because of your role on The Cosby Show and what that show represented to so many people, and what you represented as the maternal figure on the show. I mean, he sort of became America's mom.
Yeah.
You know, during that time. How do you view your role in all of that? And how do you view the legacy of what that show was and is now?
I don't think there was ever anything quite like it before. And I know there hasn't been anything quite like it since. It was unique, and it is unique. There's a timelessness about it. Young people today watch this and love it. There's a timelessness about it. And it seemed that that was a conscientious decision on the part of, let's say, designers and writers, that slang would not define it, so it could never be out of date, that clothing would not define it, so you couldn't relate to it and say, oh, that's old-timey, we don't do that, we don't want to look like that. The writing was unique. The experience of working in it was divine. And I got to do what I really long to do as an artist, and that is to give people that which says so clearly that human beings are much more alike than we could ever be different.
Yeah.
And not only that, but given the opportunity, you know what I discovered? I saw it very clearly, that given the opportunity, people want to embrace those likenesses.
Hmm. We're going to post the remainder of that interview. There's a little bit more that she talked about Cosby, but also her own timelessness, all up on the web and our podcast after the show today. All right, I'm going to run out of here a little bit early today because we're going to be on the WGN TV float number 44 in the Pride Parade today.
Have fun.
Thank you, Shawnee. I appreciate that. Brian Noonan, nice enough to come in early. If for no other reason to listen, because Brian's always entertaining, but you got to check out the WGNRadio.com app. Just to see how festive Brian looks today. He is major rocking a Hawaiian shirt today that is 10 times more entertaining than anything that I've done here today. He's going to come up after the news on the station where you could win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. If you're a smart speaker user, say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here's Dave Schwann.
We have sunny skies in 79 at O'Hare. In just about an hour, the Pride Parade steps off at Montrose and Broadway. Nearly a million people attended last year. They're expecting every bit of that and more today with this great weather. The rolling closures will continue throughout the day. They'll be open by 6:30 tonight. On the day of this Pride Parade, news about efforts to preserve a portion of the LGBTQ community. WGN's Roger Battish reports.
There's a half-mile-long portion of North Halsted known as the Legacy Walk, marked by rainbow-colored pylons at either end. The section of the road is located in what is known as Boys Town, and now the city will seek historical preservation landmark status for the road and the adjoining outdoor museum of the LGBTQ community in Chicago. Roger Battish, WGN News.
The chair of the House Homeland Security Committee says the White House has assured him President Trump remains 100% behind efforts in the House to pass an immigration bill. Representative Mike McCall of Texas told Fox News Sunday the House needs to pass this bill this week. He says if they don't, the nation will see this human tragedy continue to happen at the U.S.-Mexico border. A growing wildfire continues near the town of Clear Lake in Northern California and has people leaving home. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
The fire has grown quickly, and while it's still relatively small at 1,500 acres, it's 0% contained, and the concern is it will no doubt just keep growing. At least a dozen buildings are gone. It's burning in Lake County, which has had devastating wildfires in recent years. Mandatory evacuation orders are in place. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Chicago aldermen are considering paying out a $6 million settlement on two lawsuits alleging police misconduct. One alleges the Chicago officer pointed a gun at a three-year-old girl. The other alleges detectives of ignoring evidence that established the suspect's innocence in a 1981 robbery. And an Illinois man is banned from riding a motorcycle for a year after driving over 140 miles an hour to evade police. Brian Bianco of St. Charles was stopped by police for failing to signal while turning, but police say he went through a red light and escaped. A video posted on YouTube captured that incident and was linked to Bianco's personal page.